Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. I just want to give you a quick update on some news that just broke that very much affects Colts fans and obviously the Colts organization, is that Ryan Kelly, you're probably thinking I was going to say something about Andrew Luck, but Ryan Kelly... I will read the article from, or I'll read the headline from RotoWorld. The Colts will likely place Ryan Kelly, who's having foot surgery, on injured reserve with the intent to designate him as one of their return players. The center will have surgery to repair a bone defect on Friday. The recovery timeline originally was given a 6 to 8 week frame, but putting Kelly on injured reserve to force him to miss it, to sit out until at least week 9. With Kelly looking likely to miss half the season, the Colts will almost certainly attempt to bring in outside help. They did meet with Jeremy Zutaw. Zutaw was the starter for the Ravens last year. They supposedly have talked to him too. They traded him to the Niners, who cut him. So now Zutaw is a free agent. More of a movement-based guy, but he's played snaps in this league. Nick Mangold is also available, just a note, you know, newsworthy item there to mention. He ain't what he used to be, but I thought he was the best center of this generation. Who knows if he has intentions or desires to even still play the game. I don't know that for sure. But this Kelly injury is big. You know, I mentioned Luck, and a lot of the news circling around the Colts has been bad mojo. You know, I mean, is Luck going to play? He's taken an awful lot of hits over his career already. I think one of the best things that the former GM did, Gregson, was to take Kelly in the first round last year. And I thought he acclimated himself very well. He has that look of being a 10-year starter, being a long-term answer, leader of the line for years to come, and one of their best players on the offense as soon as this year. Jack Muhort is there. He's a good lineman. Costanzo's okay. Right side of the offensive line has a lot of concerns. There's a little bit of depth now, but not great. Is Frank Gore able to make yardage on his own like he used to? I don't think so. It's just more being put on Luck's shoulders. And this guy, I kind of feel for Luck. I almost feel like he's just constantly swimming upstream with injuries now. And now his center being out for half the season. I got to say, I'm pretty down on the Colts right now. And this has a lot to do with it. There's no doubt. I mean, Kelly was a fine building block piece for this team. And will be someday. But if you can't help you for half the year, that's trouble, man. Trouble.